Nick, in the Peak District, what do you want to say to Lauren Stellelli?
I just want to say, I mean, I'm slightly biased on this point because it's a position that I used to play, but my big concern about the squad is that if Lewis Moody breaks down or doesn't make the first game, the lack of a genuine open-side flanker, and I just think that's such a big problem, and I wonder if Lawrence agrees with that.
I think that it's a very specialist position, isn't it, open-side flanker, and I think the difficulty we have is that outside of Lewis Moody, the other options that we have would sort of alter the way that we would play the game. You look at Australia and New Zealand, the two best sides in the world at the moment, and they've both got an out-and-out world-class open-side flanker in Richie McCaw and David Pocock. And, you know, but doesn't every side go into the World Cup sort of crossing their fingers, hoping that their best players don't get injured? I mean, if New Zealand lost Richie McCaw or Dan Carter, you know, they might be slightly hampered with how they might continue their participation in the tournament. So it's going to be fascinating that the back row, you know, options that Martin Johnson goes with. Does he go with, you know, Croft and Easter and Lewis Moody, or does he bring in the likes of Haskell and try and move things around a bit?
I mean, I think that was, without wishing to sort of inflate your ego at all, I mean, I think in the World Cup winning squad, the team, I think the back row on a unit would have got into most people's World 15. I think that's what actually won us the World Cup, because the three of you were so specialists in your positions. And I just think it's insanity for him not to be taking three, particularly after performance in the opening of the Ireland game.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Fury picked up a bit of an injury as well. But let's not forget that in that World Cup in 2003, that the man that came on in injury time and won the line-out was actually Lewis Moody. So I mean, he is a player who's been around the block. He's a fantastic player. You know, when England were stuttering along in their campaign 12 months ago, you know, Lewis Moody was the man that Martin Johnson turned to and gave them a real kind of lift. So, you know, I really hope he can stay fit like you. And if he does, then I think England have got a great chance of really doing something, you know, big in this World Cup.
Nick, thank you. David, hello.
Hi there.